Now, for something slightly different, ancient reptiles are inspiring aircraft designers. Now, although for most large aircraft and airliners, being able to change direction very quickly isn't hugely important, otherwise everyone throws up. As unmanned aerial vehicles are getting used more and more, especially in complex urban environments, being able to turn sharply can make the difference between carrying on your mission or ending up splattered against a wall. A very productive seam of ideas for engineers in the past has been biomimetics, copying ideas from living things. This has given us a range of ideas ranging from Velcro to cat's eyes in the road. But Brian Roberts and Rick Lynn from the University of Florida have been taking this strategy one step further. They've been taking ideas from dead creatures, very dead creatures that haven't lived for 65 million years, pterosaurs to be precise. These were a form of flying reptiles which survived for over 150 million years and included the largest flying animal so far found, which had a wingspan of 40 feet. One striking feature of many of these pterosaurs is that they have large head crests. It's been suggested that these were just for display, but maybe they had some kind of aerodynamic purpose. They look very much like a rudder. So the group wondered if putting a rudder at the front of the plane might be useful. They've done lots of modelling and found that for the same size of rudder at the front of the plane, it should give the plane a 15% smaller turning circle. The problem is you also lose a lot of stability, so they're looking at somehow morphing the rudder, or possibly moving it from front to the back, to get the best of both worlds. So in the future we may see pterosaur-inspired planes flying around our cities, and who knows what else ancient animals and plants might inspire.
It's fascinating that this has been inspired by these iconic creatures that you always see in any diorama of dinosaurs. You always see them up in the sky. But has nobody tried this before just by trial and error, just moving the rudder to the front to see what happens?
I guess the big problem is the stability, that if the rudder's at the back, it automatically means the plane carries on pointing in roughly the right direction. But if something goes slightly wrong at the front, you need then it will suddenly make a sharp corner. So you want to have some kind of feedback system or some cunning control system or this morphing idea to take advantages of it without getting all the disadvantages.
I wonder if it could also be included in the, again, biomimetic designs we see of flapping aircraft, because rather than just an aeroplane that's remote controlled, if we have these flapping aircraft that also have this front mounted rudder, that could give us even more degrees of freedom.
Yes, although one of the reasons making flapping aircraft is that they look like birds, so you can spy on people. I think looking like pterodactyls on pterosaurs might not have quite the same advantage.
It might be a little bit frightening, I'd imagine, compared to seeing what looks like a seagull.
Yes.
And if you would like to follow up on any of the stories that we've covered this week, you can find more information and references online at thenakedscientist.com/news.
Laying the facts bare. The Naked Scientists. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.